البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The brothers and sisters in Islam, and we continue inshallah today with Ramadan Q&A as we discuss inshallah ta'ala the exemptions Allah has given during the month of Ramadan. Today we'll be focusing lens on the topic of menses and postpartum bleeding. Can a woman during her menstruation or postpartum bleeding fast the month of Ramadan or not? An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the agreement of the scholars that menstruating women and women that are experiencing postpartum bleeding are not commanded to pray or fast during their conditions. It is also agreed that they are not required to make up the missed prayers. However, there is ijma', consensus amongst the scholars, that these women are required to make up their missed fasts. So the days they have missed during the month of Ramadan have to be made up after they get purified and after Ramadan ends, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. If the period finishes before Fajr Adhan, and if a woman is experiencing postpartum bleeding or menses or menstruation, and the menses ends just before Fajr Adhan, Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he spoke about this and he stated that if a woman becomes pure before dawn, yani before Adhan al-Fajr, then fasting becomes obligatory upon her, and there is no objection to delaying the ghusl till after Fajr. Yani she doesn't have to make the ghusl before Fajr for her fasting to be valid. However, he said it is not permissible for her to delay it until the rising of the sun. Why? That's due to the fact that she would have missed the Fajr prayer by doing so. As for men, it is obligatory for them to hasten to perform ghusl so they can join the jama'ah in the masjid, yani just before Fajr or straight after Adhan. So for the woman, if they get purified before Fajr Adhan, not the prayer, the Adhan itself, they can continue to fast even if they do the ghusl after Fajr. You don't have to do the ghusl before Fajr, wallahu a'lam. If a woman becomes pure after Fajr Adhan, so we spoke about before Fajr, what about after Fajr Adhan? The scholar said that she cannot fast that day, and she continues to eat and drink for the duration of that day, and she has to make it up after Ramadan. Yani even if it's 5 minutes after Fajr, yani if your monthly stops 5 minutes after Fajr, you're sure that you are bleeding even for a moment or few minutes after Adhan Fajr, then you can't fast that day. You continue to eat and drink for the rest of the day, and you, inshallah ta'ala, can make up the fasting after Ramadan. What if a pregnant woman bleeds out during the daytime of Ramadan? Some women during their pregnancies, they go through some bleeding phases, yani in the middle of the pregnancies due to sicknesses, illnesses, and so on. The scholars of the permanent committee stated that the bleeding experienced by a pregnant woman, as mentioned in this scenario, is considered impure bleeding because it's not yani due to giving birth. It's considered an impure blood, but it does not invalidate her fasting, and her prayers are still valid if she continues to bleed. They also mentioned that experiencing that bleeding does not affect fasting, such as istihaba. Yani, they affirmed the fact that if a pregnant woman bleeds during her pregnancy, that's not monthly, that's not like her period, and that's not related to giving birth and postpartum bleeding. That's just an irregular blood that she treats it like urine and any other thing. She just cleans herself and performs her prayers. It doesn't affect her fasting at all. Like if a woman experiences miscarriage and then she bleeds after that miscarriage, is that considered as postpartum bleeding, or how is that treated in Islam? The scholars of the permanent committee as well, they stated that if a fetus of a woman that had a miscarriage has a human shape or has human features like limbs and organs and so on, then she observes postpartum bleeding, nifas, until she becomes pure or completes 40 days. Yani if your fetus that you've miscarried resembles a human being, then that's considered as nifas, similar to giving birth. You wait until you're pure, you can't pray, you can't fast, until the bleeding finishes or until 40 days have passed. Then you do ghusl and then you pray. Then you can make up the missed days of Ramadan. If a woman becomes pure before completing the 40 days, then she just does ghusl. Wallahu a'lam. If a fetus, or that's the second scenario, if the fetus does not have a human feature or doesn't have human features, then her fasting is still valid. Even if she miscarries during the daytime of Ramadan and the fetus is gone out of her system and out of her body, if it doesn't resemble a human being, if it's just a piece of cloth or meat or flesh, then her fasting is still valid and the bleeding she experiences is considered as istihada. In that case, she continues to pray, to fast, and performs wudu for each prayer until that bleeding stops, until that bleeding stops, or the menstrual cycle comes back and returns. What if a woman bleeds yani maybe 5 days or 3 days before giving birth? So it's her final month, her due date is coming close, and she starts bleeding. Does she stop praying and fasting? What does she do in that case? The scholars of the permanent committee stated that if this happens 5 days before delivery, then without being accompanied by any signs of imminent childbirth, like labor or contractions, then this is just a normal bleeding. It's istihala. It's not considered as menstrual nor postpartum bleeding. You treat it like istihala. In this case, you should not abandon salah. You should just continue praying and fasting as normal. However, if along with this bleeding, so you're in your due month and along with the bleeding you're having contractions, and you can see signs of imminent delivery and it seems like, you know, the contractions are getting closer and closer, then this is considered as nifas. So as soon as you see the blood, you stop praying and your fasting is broken automatically, wallahu alam, and you stop praying and fasting until after you get purified after giving birth. Allahu a'lam. After becoming pure, you can make ghusl and resume your prayers and fasting. Allahu a'lam. If a woman gets her period or monthly 5 minutes before Maghrib, this is like a common question that sisters ask. They fast most of the day, just a few moments or a few minutes or maybe an hour before Maghrib, they get their menses. What do they do? The scholar said she has to repeat that day. And her fasting, it has been nullified, has been broken. She has to repeat the fasting of that day after Ramadan. But don't worry, sisters. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal would reward you for the duration that you fasted during that day. But as a ruling for Ramadan, that day, the fasting of that day has been broken and nullified. And you have to repeat that day after Ramadan passes, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Now, can a woman take medicine to stop her menstruation from coming during the month of Ramadan? Is that permissible or not? In general, we can say if the doctors tell you that those medications cause you no harm, that these medications do not pose any harm, and it doesn't have any negative effect on your fertility, health in general, there's no issues that would be caused due to these medications, then it is permissible for you to take these medications to stop your monthly or your period from coming during the month of Ramadan. So after Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala, or you don't have to make up any days after Ramadan. But some scholars do not recommend doing so, despite it being permissible. They say we don't recommend it because Allah Azza wa Jal gave you the exemption to break your fast during Ramadan, and Allah accepted this as a religion for you. So there's no need for you to go above and beyond and be extreme in these cases. But again, if it does cause you no harm, then inshallah ta'ala you can take these medications. طيب, some sisters might ask if her menstruation ends during the daytime of Ramadan. So Dhuhr or Asr time, does she have to stop eating or refrain from eating, drinking for the rest of that day? Some scholars prefer for the traveler, if he arrives at his destination, or a woman if she gets purified from her monthly during the daytime of Ramadan, to refrain from eating. But we say, Allahu alam, it's permissible for you to eat for the rest of the day, inshallah ta'ala. What we advise you is try not to eat in front of people that do not know about your circumstances, because you don't want to open a gateway for shaitan to put doubts in people's hearts, Allahu alam. Now the final point is istihada. Now istihada, what's istihada? Istihada is a type of irregular bleeding that's not the monthly, and it isn't the related to postpartum bleeding. It's just a nerve or a blood vessel that the shaitan sometimes strikes in the womb of a woman, or it could be due to sicknesses where normal blood that doesn't have the characteristics of menstruation comes out of the woman. In that case, that istihada doesn't affect your praise and it doesn't affect your salah. What does and siyam? The scholars say for that, if that happens to a woman, istihada outside the timing of her normal monthly period and so on, for the period of istihada, or the timing of istihada, let's be more specific, the woman continues to fast, continues to pray. What she has to do is she has to clean up herself and make wudu for every prayer for as long as this blood is coming out. Obviously, if you have some health issues, we advise you to see doctors and specialists to get yourself treated, inshallah ta'ala, or perform ruqya if needed, wallahu a'lam. This will be the end of today's lesson, inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue tomorrow. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.